Chapter 11.
How did you know we climbed White Mountain today?
Janet told me that you wanted to climb Mount James today. I didn't believe her. She watched the shop all morning. I saw her, and I was worried, so I came here.
It's strange that we didn't see you. Did you follow us?
No. I know an easy way to climb the mountain. It's on the other side of the mountain. It's quick, and nobody can see you. I discovered it on the night my plane crashed. That's my secret, too.
What are you going to do with us?
Nothing,
said Mr. Noble.
I'll give you some food and warm clothes. The people in the village will try to find you, but they'll look on Mount James, not on White Mountain. Janet isn't in Greenview now to tell them you are here, because she's in town with her father. I'm going home to get my things, and I'm going to leave Greenview. I'll phone your parents from the airport, and I'll tell them where you are. When they find you, I'll be far away.
You're wrong,
said a voice behind the rocks.
You're not leaving Greenview.
Three policemen appeared from behind the rocks. Janet and her father were there too. Mr. Noble started to run.
Stop! Put your gun on the rock! Don't move!
Mr. Noble didn't stop. He continued running. The sky was dark and the policemen didn't see him. He ran towards his secret route on the other side of the mountain. Mr. Noble ran a few meters down the mountain and then he hid behind a rock. He wanted to shoot the policeman.
Untie my hands! I'm going to stop him!
Sandy, Ricky, and Peter pushed some rocks down the mountain. The rocks hit Mr. Noble and he dropped his gun.
Oh, my arm!
The policeman ran to Mr. Noble. One of the policemen took Mr. Noble's gun.
Are you okay? We were worried about you. We climbed the mountain very quickly. We didn't stop to rest.
We're fine. We're very happy to see you.
One of the policemen took his mobile phone and phoned for a helicopter. Half an hour later, the helicopter arrived and took everybody to Greenview. They were safe. The four friends went back to the hotel.
I found some very interesting information on the computer, said Janet. Mr. Noble's real name is William Green. He was the pilot of the airplane on White Mountain.
Let's look on the internet again. Perhaps we'll find more information,
said Ricky. They read the story about William Green.
Look, there was a lot of money in the aeroplane. $3 million. We didn't find the money.
We have to phone the police,